I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Can Klopp bring LFC back to the future? By Trevor Downey. As an English literature teacher, it can be a challenge to keep creating engaging writing tasks to present my students with. I've been doing the job for 2 decades, you see, but I try to be original in as many aspects of my life as possible. And so the natural inclination is to eschew cliched ideas and predictable decisions. This is basically why none of the young men who've graced my classroom over the years have ever been asked to write a letter to their future selves. It's a battered old chestnut of an assignment, and I've never been one for playing conkers. I'm not that old. I can see you, listener, and I don't care for your sneering expression of youthful smugness. Over at New Balance Towers and LiverpoolFC.com, the advertising and content gurus do not share my exacting standards, it would appear. For today, no lesser light than the gaffer himself, Jurgen Klopp, stars in a promotional video with that very premise. Never one to shy away from the camera's gaze, the bearded Swabian, who has flogged cars and skin products with admirable screen presence, is presented against a background of evocative images and a swell of poignant music, as he voices some advice to the man he will become. A splendidly earnest-looking Klopp stares in a brooding fashion around Anfield as his distinctive voice rumbles in concert with the images on the screen. The essence of his missive to Jurgen the Elder is that he should recall with humility the opportunities he was afforded and take some pride in the drive, passion and single-mindedness he displayed in the attaining of success. There are, of course, all the hallmarks of the classic speeches about the path to victory, the people who walk with you side by side, the mistakes that made you stronger, and the Zen awareness that, after all, it's about more than just a game. But there is something oddly stirring about it. It is hugely alluring for Liverpool fans to imagine the German looking back in a period of sustained success at Anfield. Because, well, that would mean there will be a period of sustained success at Anfield. Remember what this was all about, Klopp intones solemnly. How you were given the chance to live your dream and accept every challenge, as little or great as it may have been. You always believed in defeating even the very best. Remember how you prepared for those moments, painstakingly working in silence off the pitch, behind the scenes where nobody could see you. You felt the silence following defeat. You heard the voices of all those skeptics becoming louder. Mistakes made you better. They made you stronger. Now you know the sound of victory, the sound of celebration and joy. Remember where you started and where you are now. You touched all those people's hearts and they held their breath with you. Think of the people who walk with you side by side. How strangers became a team. How a team became a band of brothers sharing dreams. Remember, it's about more than just a game. Now, if the press had known Herr Klopp had the power of divination, you fancy they'd have been a tad more exacting in their inquiries about his plans for the future, especially, for example, in relation to the players who might one day pull on the red shirt. Interestingly, at no point in this note to himself does the manager mention his excruciating embarrassment at the spectacular mess his colleagues have made of his transfer plans. One can only assume that this means either today's cataclysmically mortifying apology to Southampton never happened, and we're all in some kind of parallel universe, or it will all be okay in the end. Yes, I know it was done before the Van Dijk farrago, but as I said, it will all be okay in the end, okay? It's not easy in the wake of the club's most cringeworthy transfer balls up to date to remain defiant and ebullient. But those are traits that Jurgen Klopp possesses in spades. And as a man who has a little perspective in the area of how life can be genuinely awful, your columnist is going to refrain from the type of understandable irritation that will be the preserve of so many other paragraphs today. It may be a shameless corporate promotional video, but damn it, I'm going to watch it again and let our manager's avuncular baritone lull me back into my happy place. You will have a choice of podcasts and columns and angrily written tweets and long Facebook posts about what happened with the Virgil van Dijk situation, and I'm not going to add to it here. I've told you I won't talk about transfers. And aside from making little sideways remarks about them in my pieces, that will be very much the case. So I will spare you that today and spare myself the frankly harrowing prospect of having to think about it and talk about it. And I will point you instead towards the fact that despite all the balls ups and despite the continuing trend towards embarrassing behaviour in the transfer market, we still do have Jurgen Klopp at the helm. And as long as he stays there, I'm going to retain some sort of positivity and hope that whatever's going on, that will count for something. And next season will be a step further and a step onwards and a step back to the future. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.